gods, it is time once again for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us, as she has all week long, from Vision Ministries, Pastor Joy Hester. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Well, we're going to turn things over to you, and certainly getting into the Word of God at the beginning of the day is the most important meal.
That's
for us,
right. So. Man does not live on breakfast alone.
That's right. That's right.
Well, let's dig in. We've been talking all week about prayer, and I'm really trying to encourage and challenge people to pray outside the box. So often in our relationship with God, and specifically talking about our prayer relationship, we can just go through the motions. And so sometimes I think we just need to be taught different ways to pray. And it's scriptural, because even the disciples who walked 3 years on this earth with Jesus asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. And so hopefully this week you've been challenged to learn, you know, Lectio Divina, challenged to learn the daily examine, challenged in how to pray declarations, to decree and declare. And today I want to talk about a method of praying called intercession. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. It's always God's will, friends, to save souls. And so my favorite way of interceding is to pray for people who don't know Jesus. If you know somebody in your family, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe a friend, a coworker that doesn't know Jesus, I believe you should start praying for them, even maybe before you even start talking to them about Jesus, because then God really does go before us. You know, his word says that he wishes that none would perish. And so we really need to pray that people would come to know Christ. We live in a generation now. I mean, when you read the statistics about the amount of millennials that have turned away from the Lord, and then, you know, the generation, what are we calling the teenagers now? Generation Z. We really need to pray. We need to wake up and start praying that God would bring people to him, because I know that God wishes that none would perish. And I believe that people are born with this part of their heart, even if you will, that is longing for something more, and that can only be filled with God. So we need to start praying. I want to encourage you with an example from the Old Testament, and that's Abraham. I mean, Abraham was such a powerful prayer warrior. Think about this. A lot of times we talk about Sodom and Gomorrah and the destruction that happened there, but sometimes we forget to talk about how Abraham interceded for those cities. So much so that he's like, God, you know, if just so, what was it, 50 or 40, I'm probably messing up the numbers, were righteous, would you save the city? But he got down to, okay, well, what about my relative Lot? Can we get him out of there? And I believe that Lot was saved because Abraham prayed. Friends, there are people in your life that need to come to know Jesus that maybe they haven't yet, because we're not praying. We're not asking for God to move on their lives. We're not asking for their hearts to be softened. We're not asking for God to do whatever it takes that they would be saved. And so I want to encourage you to intercede. Now, in the New Testament, it's super cool because Jesus is pictured as the perfect intercessor, or the ultimate intercessor. Because of this, all Christian prayer becomes intercession, since it's offered to God through and by Christ. How cool is that? Jesus closed the gap between us and God when he died on the cross. And because of Jesus's mediation, we now can intercede and we can pray on the behalf of other people, on the behalf of Christians and the lost, asking God to move on their hearts and asking God's will to be done in their lives. Jesus is the ultimate mediator between God and man. And we find 1 Timothy 2:5, who is it that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. That's Romans 8:34. Friends, Jesus is an intercessor. So we should be too. We should be praying. If you have a family member that's facing a deadly disease, we need to really pray and intercede for them. If you have a neighbor who desperately needs Jesus and turns away maybe every time that you try to even bring up the name of Jesus, friends, then we need to intercede for them. We need to intercede for our nation. Friends, I encourage you, intercede for our people. Pray on their behalf and watch God move, because that's what he does.
That's a good word for us, Joy. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
I would love to. Heavenly Father, I thank you for our listeners today. I thank you for the students that are going to school. I thank you for the parents that are going to work. I thank you for the young adult that is listening today that might just be sitting on the fence on if they should share the gospel with somebody that they are in school with or somebody that they work with. And God, I pray that you would begin to just stir up intercession in all of us, Lord Jesus, that we would make the time to seek your face and to pray. pray, that we would pray on the behalf of other people that are far from you, and even on the behalf of our Christian leadership in this nation, that we would pray on the behalf of our government leadership, Lord Jesus, that we would pray on the behalf of our schools, Lord, because we need you to move in our country. We need another awakening. And God, it doesn't happen, an awakening, a transformation, revival. None of those things happen without prayer. And so, God, I pray that you would just stir up a hunger for prayer in your body like never before. And God, I thank you for starting with the listeners today, starting with me today, that you would stir us up to pray and to intercede. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Pastor Joy Hester in with us, sharing the Word of God from Vision Ministries. Tell us about Vision Ministries.
Awesome. We are one church, two locations. Our mission is to bring hope to others. And we have a location that we started about 13 years ago, and that is in the old south end of Toledo, near South and Broadway. And that was our original location. And then 2 years ago, God put it on our heart to move to the Anthony Wayne area. And we have a location now in Waterville. We are super grateful for our new building. It's 7410 Noward. Always looking for volunteers through our Vision Kitchen at our South Toledo location, as well as some of our other ministries and outreaches that we do. If you have a heart for inner city urban outreach, or if you have a heart for church planning, we would love to connect with you. And you can look up more about us on our website, www.vision.today.
Joy, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
The good word you brought to us today.